This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. And since it is the Education Desk, you might wonder why I'm about to introduce you to a jazz saxophone player. But this particular sax player, Pete Carney, is shaking up the textbook industry. See, jazz doesn't always cover the bills. So in 2006, Carney got a day job at City Colleges of Chicago teaching music appreciation. He found himself in the position of trying to sell the music of dead Europeans to a lecture hall full of kids scrolling through Facebook on their smartphones. And he got that.
You know, learning is a personal thing. Like, you can't force somebody to learn. And I think at the beginning I was frustrated that I couldn't force my students to read this whole chapter.
So Carney found another way to get their attention.
When humans rose and Neanderthals disappeared during the Ice Age, we were playing music. Why?
That's a clip from the iPad version of a textbook Carney co-authored with another City Colleges teacher, Brian Felix. It's now being used by more than 200 schools and universities, and it's under consideration for adoption by the state of Florida.
It's Pete Carney and McGraw-Hill are the two candidates right now. This is pretty cool. We're kind of disrupting the textbook industry in some very small way.
For starters, the textbook it replaced at City Colleges cost $150. Carney's paperback, called Interactive Listening, just $30. But Carney's book also takes a new approach to teaching. Instead of pushing against the tsunami of the internet, he uses it to stoke his students' curiosity.
I started with just creating worksheets. You know, I started with one exercise at a time where I found out that I could get my students to do their homework if the homework was on YouTube. And it was just that change in the delivery method that opened up my classroom.
He had students learn to identify the sounds of various instruments by searching for videos of bassoons, violas, and Moog synthesizers online. Instead of having them read about orchestras, he had them watch videos of famous maestros conducting rehearsals. And instead of making them read about Beethoven, he had them piece together the composer's biography for themselves. He calls this method constructing knowledge. And the beauty of it is, this concept can work for subjects like math and biology, too. One thing that you said to me long ago was, I think the question of our time as teachers is, how do you teach when people are surrounded by information, but they are not curious about it?
And that's been my life mission, I think, since about 2006, when all of a sudden everybody had this device in their pocket that changes everything. And I think we're just so much better at problem solving than sort of reading facts. And that's a big difference in teaching to me right now, is if you're just lecturing, you know, people may or may not pay attention, but if you can find a way to involve them, then I think you have a chance.
Carney left City Colleges in 2012 to pursue a doctoral degree in jazz studies at the University of Illinois. Despite the success of his textbook, he has no formal training as an educator.
I did take, some education courses eventually, and, you know, I take an education courses kind of reaffirm the system as it is. But if the system needs to change, you know, I felt like I had to find my own pathways for new ideas.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.